Here comes more Paul and Jordana on News Talk 830 WCCO. Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from directconversations.com. It's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
What are you doing here in Somerville anyway?
Honestly, my mom won't say it, but we're completely broke. And the only thing that's left in our name is this creepy old farmhouse our grandfather left us in the middle of nowhere. Why'd you bring me up here?
Entertainment value.
What is that?
I don't know.
That is an excerpt from Ghostbusters Afterlife. Tim Lammers is here for Friday movie chat and talk. Tim, we haven't talked in a while, but I will tell you this. When I was getting ready for the show, I'm just going to say this, proclaim it right now, and I want to know your view. Is this Ghostbusters A, as good as the first one, and B, isn't this a franchise that should have had like 17 versions based on the ongoing popularity of a movie that is like 35 years old?
Yeah, you're right. Well, good to talk with you again, Blois. And look, they've certainly been trying to make 17 more of those Ghostbusters films. I think that, you know, being that there was such of a loyalty to that original franchise, you know, with Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and of course the late Harold Ramis, they couldn't get things put back together when Harold was alive. And then once he passed away, it became really, really tough. Now, in 2016, they tried with an all-female version.
Yeah.
Talented cast, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Leslie Jones. You know, and that one hit the wall. I didn't think it was that bad. I know some people hated it. But I think what people wanted were those original Ghostbusters. So, finally, Ivan Reitman's son, Jason Reitman, who is a terrific director in his own right, put his head together with his dad and said, okay, let's make this a multi-generational tale. So we can complete the story of Egon Spengler, who was played by the late Harold Ramis. We can use the fact that he's got grandkids out there as a springboard. So I think that was a really smart thing to do. Naturally, because we didn't have those 17 films in between, it builds up the anticipation. It builds up the want. And I think that for people who have wanted another Ghostbusters, this is a film that has been worth waiting for.
You know, it's good that you say that, because just that excerpt made me want to say, okay, there's probably a little more of a story here than the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
And yeah, which
that's key to keeping this franchise alive.
Yeah, it is. Although I will say, I mean, now it's Stay Puffed Marshmallow Men, as in a lot of them who pop open out of packages of marshmallows in the store and go on, you know, some wild adventures. But yeah, obviously it's much more than that. You do have the mother of these two young teens, McKenna Grace and Finn Wolfhard, the grandchildren of Aegon. The mom is estranged from Egon. He moved to Oklahoma from New York. Everybody thinks he's crazy, but what he's trying to do is prevent a plot by the nefarious Gozer that will trigger an apocalypse. So, yes, you got the new generation. You got a couple other kids that make up the four Ghostbusters, the young Ghostbusters. But naturally, you do have Bill Murray coming back. You do have Dan Aykroyd, and you do have Ernie Hudson. They all appear in the film in supporting roles. And it gives the characters meaning again, because in that 2016 reboot, they showed up in cameos, but I think Dan Aykroyd drove a cab and was in it for about 30 seconds.
Wow.
I mean, it was just thankless stuff. Now they're back in the suits. They got the proton blasters and everything like that. They're back the way people wanted to see them, and I really think that fans are going to respond to this version of Ghostbusters.
It's interesting you say that, and because I'm not a huge movie watcher. I mean, I watch films, but this wouldn't have been on my radar until I was doing the show prep, and now I thought, for no other reason to have some contemporary view on a movie like this, I should probably go see the movie. So,
well, that Blois, and you know, look, it's a noble thing, but watching The Bachelorette, I mean, man, you're really falling on the sword for your daughter, man. We gotta get you to a movie.
Father of the Year nomination. Please vote now. The other thing is that on demand, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is being released this week, right?
Yes. It's on premium video on demand, and finally, you can view it for free as a subscriber to Disney Plus.
Got it. And is that a good watch?
You know what? It's one of my favorite movies of the year, actually. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, you would think that the Marvel Cinematic Universe, obviously there are more than 20 of those films right now. And yes, you don't have characters here that are familiar as your Iron Mans or your Spider-Man or Hulk or Thor. But the Marvel legacy is so rich with characters, thousands of characters. And this one is a character that Marvel people would know. But for people like me who are relatively green when it came out in theaters, I immediately embraced this. You only had about a couple, three, four characters to get to know. The Eternals, which came out recently, was harder because they tried to throw about a dozen at you. Here, it's a lot easier. But this thing has a great story, great special effects, great action. It's just a ton of fun from beginning to end, and I would highly recommend it. I love the film.
We're talking films with Tim Lammers today. Tim, any other releases, and then I have one you have to go see or stream.
Well, you know, I can't talk about it yet, Blois, but, you know, it is award season, and I will say that the House of Gucci is out with Lady Gaga. And I know fans are looking forward to that after seeing her in A Star is Born. So I think that's going to be a pretty big release come Thanksgiving weekend. And, you know, there are a lot more on the horizon. But certainly, you know, I've been pointing people in the direction, and I did. I have a streaming segment, obviously, on CCO as well.
Yep.
I've been pointing them in the direction of Red Notice, which is a very fun action adventure film and comedy, and talk about big stars. It has The Rock, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It has Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot. It's just a gas from beginning to end. Again, it's, look, this is the sort of thing, and I'm sure for you, Blois, as a political reporter, people need to unplug. They need fantasy.
Yes.
They need fun. And this is the sort of stuff that I point people to because, again, that's what movies are for. It's for adventure. It's for escape. So, you know, especially with an occupation as crazy as a political reporter and all that, man, you got to go for it. You got
to. No, there's
Netflix.
No doubt. No, I do.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I do check out with streaming, starting Yellowstone, the latest season right now.
Yes.
So I do find those. But here's one for you on Netflix. It's a documentary. And it's Untold Crime and Penalties.
Really?
And it is about hockey in Danbury, Connecticut. And I will just tell you right now that it is one of those documentaries that you get done watching and you're like, that has to be fiction. But it's not. It's crazy. It's hockey. It's organized crime. And it's a true story. And
oh,
it is just, it's a great watch. I've been telling everybody. In my world, like, just take, and it's only an hour and a half, so it's quick.
Sure.
For a documentary. So there's your homework, Tim. Untold,
well, I
Crime and Penalties
that,
on Netflix. There you go.
Yeah, well, and I have to ask you because, I mean, look, we live in the state of hockey, but you have to be a hockey fan to watch it.
No, that's the thing, is like, there's some hockey, but it's the story. It is one of those things, like, Tim. You hear these stories in the news or whatever, and you're like, what the human beings behaved that way? And in this case, there's hockey, but it's really about the personalities and the characters. And one of my mantras is, we're losing our characters. Like, people are just too milquetoast. We need more personalities and animation in real life. And these guys bring that.
You need more people like the folks in Tiger King, which I will be reviewing season 2 next week, by the way, on Tuesday. But
I
don't know if you need those sorts of characters.
I will not be here on Tuesday for that review, Tim, because I did not ever watch the first Tiger King.
Oh, my God.
And by the time it became clear that everybody was watching it, even my teenage kids were like, Dad, you have to. I was like, oh, you see, that's when you get me to say, oh, no. I don't have to, because I now know enough that I will never get those hours of my life back.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But it is. You're talking again about this. This is actually real. How can this be real? Because it's stranger than fiction.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just really weird stuff. But yeah, one other documentary that I did talk about a couple weeks ago on CCO that I'm still recommending, What Happened, Brittany Murphy. It's about the mysterious death of actor Brittany Murphy in 2009. It's just one of those cautionary tales of what can go really, really wrong in Hollywood, and it is compelling. It's a two-part documentary series. So I'm glad you brought up documentaries, Blaise, because I'm totally into them, and I try to, you know, review them as much as possible, especially streaming. There's a lot of good stuff out
there. Yes, for sure. Tim Lammers, thanks for the movie review, Ghostbusters Afterlife, and we'll
Absolutely.
Talk to you next week.
Go see it. Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Blaise. Have
see
a good weekend.
Tim Lammers is brought to you by Brad Shaw and Brian. I'm Blaise Holson. I'm sitting in for Paul and Jordana on News Talk 830 WCCO.